సాగ్రజాతం సహగనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనాసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగనా లలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాం చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణాసింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పదే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంక్ష రాధాకాంక్ష నమోస్తుతే సప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పాతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాచారీవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
It's a very nice chapter, the opulence of the Absolute. In Sanskrit, it is called as Vibhuti Yoga. So what is Vibhuti Yoga? Sanskrit language is the language of the gods, devatas, and originating from Krishna. So this language is so wonderful. So there are so many words with multiple meanings also. For example, Vibhuti has a few meanings, at least that comes to mind is, one is ash. Vibhuti is also ash. And here, Vibhuti is used with the meaning of opulence. Splendorous, something very wonderful, extraordinary, opulent. It's called Vibhuti also. That's why Krishna is speaking Vibhuti Yoga here? Because Arjuna asked it. Actually, in the previous chapter, which is the Rajakuhya Yoga, the most confidential knowledge, right? The ninth chapter. The ninth chapter ends with Manmanabhava Madhatto verse. It says, you know, you become my devotee, you worship me. Krishna says to Arjuna. And then, immediately in the 10th chapter, he begins with, I have spoken to you the most confidential knowledge, but I am going to tell you something more better, something more important. How is that? Because normally we say the essence of Bhagavad Gita is this verse, you know, Manmanabhava Manpatsho Nadiyaji Mahamanasguru. And here we are saying, you know, among immovable things and the Himalayas and in the 10th chapter, beginning he says, I am telling you something more important. But actually just now when I walked in, the Matajis were singing the Chatushloki of Bhagavad Gita. What Krishna was telling in the beginning of 10th chapter is, he's speaking something more important, more wonderful, more needed information, is those four shlokas. What was that? Can you sing it out? అహం సర్వస్య ప్రభవో మత్తః సర్వం ప్రవర్తతే ఇతి మత్వా భజంతే మాం బుధభావా సమన్వితాః మచ్చిత్తా మద్గతా ప్రాణా బోధయంతః పరస్పరం కథయంతశ్చ మామిత్యం తుష్యంతి చ రమన్వితా సాం సతతయుక్తానాం భజతాం ప్రీతిపూర్వకం దదామి బుద్ధి యోగం తం ఉపయాంతి తే These four verses are called the seed verses of Bhagavad Gita. The seed. So it's a summary, the essence. These four verses are called the seed verses. That means, even out of the 700 verses, we lost the 696 verses. these four verses are enough to have the whole Bhagavad Gita. That's what it means to Nitya. The seed contains the whole tree and the fruit, everything. So these four verses are the most important. That's why even after Manmana Bhava Madhvatto, he is telling, I'm telling you something more, very important. Much more important. Why? Because that Bodhayantaha is very important. Suppose Krishna says you surrendered to me, then there is only relationship between Krishna and the devotee. Something more important is devotee-devotee relationship also is important, because that is a very Kanishtha relationship. Only I will directly deal with Krishna. Krishna and me or my spiritual master, something like that. Very direct relationship without relationship with others is less important. So when he says surrender Manmana Baba means you become my devotee, you worship me, everything. But he is telling Bodhayantaha Parasparam Kathayantascha Mam Nityam Pushyanticha Ramanticha. This is very, very important. You not only just worship your immediate spiritual master only directly Krishna, but you must preach to each other Bodhayantaha Parasparam. And always my devotees relish speaking topics about me. They talk about it. So these four verses, if you elaborately speak, we are not speaking on those four verses today, but I am just giving you the link how this verse is coming up. And then Krishna speaks about all these things. Arjuna says, oh Krishna, I understand. I understand. But he asked some questions. Until now, you said what to do. You have told me what to do. Manmana Bhava Madhvatto means you become my devotee. You worship me. You offer obeisances to me. All these things you are telling me. You have told me. You always remember me. You have told me what to do. But you have not yet told me how. This is very, very important. How? You tell me, you always remember me. How do I remember you? Today in psychological circle, people talk psychology, they do PhD, masters, everything in psychology. They talk about left brain, right brain, how to memorize things, etc. They have the link system of understanding things and remembering things, or a tech system. So where, what they do is, they take a word, then they link up with another word, with a story or a linking in some relationship. So they link, and it's easy to remember. This is psychologically. The mind, because to remember means we have to use our mind. So this is very important, and Arjuna is telling it's difficult to remember you. My mind is very limited and you are unlimited. How do I remember you? So which is that shloka, how do I remember you? Arjuna is asking. I think a few classes before you must have covered, right? I'll read the exact verse. O Krishna, O Supreme Mystic, how shall I constantly think of you? And how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered, O Supreme Personality of Godhead? O Janardana, again please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never satiated in hearing about you, for the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. Okay? So, when you want to remember somebody, I have seen sometimes in our offices, people were sitting next to the bench. I seen one lady, she was keeping something like a small shoe on her table. One of my colleagues, long time back. And she is an elderly lady, 50 plus, something like that. And her son also has grown up, but he is somewhere in US. That time I was working in India. But she has some very small shoes when he was wearing about 1 year old. Just for remembrance, whenever she sees that shoes, she can easily remember her son. This is the way to remember. Otherwise, she thinks out of sight, out of mind. Even son also you can forget. Out of sight, out of sight, out of mind. So, Krishna here, when Arjuna asks, how do I remember you? He is giving something like this. This psychological mind game, how exactly you can remember me. That's why he begins, he looks around, he looks at the sky. Because you must understand where they were. They were on the battlefield. They were in the middle of the war. The Kauravas on the other side, the Pandavas on the other side. And then Arjuna says, please take me in front. I can see who are fighting here. And they are now in the middle. And Arjuna is asking, how can I remember you? what ways I can remember. And this question is not for pure devotees. We'll discuss later how the pure devotees remember. But he is asking about ordinary people. Very, very ordinary people, like this lady in the office, she was saying. If somebody is very, very extraordinary in love, even without the materials of her son on the table, she can still remember. That's the extraordinary highest stage. So here Arjuna is not talking about the pure devotees, but very common people. Very common men. How do I remember? So he looks around and then he looks at the sky. So when you are standing on the battlefield, you look up, you can see the sky, right? So we'll go and try to use this technique to remember. I didn't have the time. I got the shloka about 3 days back, then Gaura Purnima. Actually, I didn't try to at least use this technique to link up the shlokas and remember the things. But it's a very good technique. We can use it now to remember also. Like he look up at the sky and says, you know, among the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Adityas are actually nothing but, you know, the sun at different zodiacal signs, if he is present, he is called with different names. Okay? So, this Vishnu is not our same Vishnu, but the Vishnu name is the most prominent among the Adityas, the 12 Adityas. And suddenly, he is looking at the sky, you can immediately see the stars. When you see stars, he says, I am here. And again, something vibhuti means most splendorous, most extraordinary. When you see, you can remember me easily, because common people can remember that easily. Just like very ordinary man, if they get lot of money, they can remember Krishna very easily. They lose all the money, they will forget Krishna easily. Pure devotees is opposite. That means the more they lose also, they remember. They get more wealth also, they say it as mercy of Krishna. But for common people, the most opulent, when they see only, they can easily link up with, and then easily they will surrender. That's why Krishna says, I guarantee you, Arjuna, when you understand about my vibhutis, my opulences, then you will guarantee surrender to me, and it's very easy to surrender me. And it's very easy for even a common man, when he understands all these vibhutis and opulences, he can very easily surrender. Once you know, because most people know how great is God. They know how great is God. Sorry. They know God is great. Most people know God is great. They don't know how great is God. Here he is telling how great he is. God himself is telling. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Many religious books, many ways, many places say God is great. Not only that, God is omnipresent. He is all-pervading. God is all-pervading, they know. How he is all-pervading, they do not know. Many of us know we must always remember Krishna. But how to remember Krishna, many of us do not know. And for neophytes like me, this is a very good chapter. Because we are not pure devotees, where we can easily remember directly Krishna, this is very, very good chapter. So that we can see Krishna everywhere. Krishna is telling each place where he is present, and when you see that, easy to remember him. This is very, very neophyte stage for people, and it's the most beneficial chapter for all of us. Very easy to remember. And then he says, when you see the stars, he says, when you see the sky, there is stars. And when you see the stars, you see, I am here. And again, among the stars, nakshatranam aham shashiki. He says, among the stars, I am the moon. The most wonderful thing. When they are standing on the chariot, maybe his chadar is going off like that or something. Wind is blowing. He says, wind is blowing here, Arjuna? Among the winds, among the maruts, I am Marichi. You must imagine the scene where they are standing. So suddenly he looks at the sky, he talks about the stars, then he says, among all the radiant things, I am the sun. Among the nakshatras, I am this. I am the moon. And suddenly wind blows, he says, oh, this chadar is blowing. See, wind. Among the winds, I am Marichi. This Marichi's story is in Srimad Bhagavatam. I forgot the details, but I think Indra enters into the womb of this lady to kill progeny in the womb. So he goes and breaks the child in the womb, which will break into 49 pieces, correct? So I forgot the details, but this 49, progenies, they become the Marus, the winds, and among them the most prominent is Marichi. So on, he goes on explaining. Then he talks, and when you are on the battlefield, some I escape in between, but when you are on the battlefield, you look around, there are horses, there are elephants. So Krishna, you must imagine this, you must, how he is explaining, see, there are so many horses, and easily to remember, I am there, I am everywhere, among the horses, I am the Uchaishrava. And there are so many elephants here on the battlefield, and I am Airavata among the elephants, the most splendorous elephant. And then look at your viewer Arjuna, he is having Ayudhas, right? You see on the battlefield they are all standing there and they are having all the, arrows and swords and mace and so many weapons they have. Among all the weapons, among all the shastras, what shastra is it? Vajrayudha. Among Ayudhas and Vajra. Among the Ayudhas and Vajra. Like this, Krishna explains everything. Then he says, among the strong people, I am the strength, I am the wise people. Normally you come across in the office, somebody is very brilliant, or in school children are going, somebody is a school topper. You see this very often. Somebody is very athletic, very, very, strong. When you see a strong man, that is me, I am there. That's why he is having the strength. Somebody you see very wise, because common people will attract it. They cannot see Krishna in some places. They can only see Krishna like very awful and just like this. People when they get money, they can thank God. When they lose money, they think God is not there. Or somebody is blessed with a very beautiful, wonderful, most intelligent and attractive child, they thank God. But suppose if a mentally retarded child is born, they think it's not mercy of Krishna. But pure devotees think both all mercy of Krishna. But for common people here, Krishna is always directing, at least. Understand the most wonderful, most opulent vibhuti that you see. I am there. You can easily see. And then you drink water. You can see water around. You can see wind. You can see air. He says, I am the tasting water. How wonderful. Now easy to remember. Easy to remember, right? And here in this shloka, he is telling. And then you see there are among the priests. Because who was the priest there who was also standing for fighting? And there was Brahmana. Who was the Brahmana who was there fighting? Dronacharya was there. Who was the priest who was there fighting? Kripacharya. So suddenly he sees around. He says, oh, among the Brahmanas, I am the Bhrigu. Whenever you see a Brahmana, you can remember Krishna. And then you see so many warriors, not only soldiers, senani, senadipati, what do you call the senani, commander-in-chief. On the battlefield you can see commander-in-chief. On the both sides there were so many commanders, having their own little armies. Many commanders from around the globe had all joined there. There were so many ferocious, wonderful, chivalrous commanders of the army. He says, among all the commanders, I am the commander of the devatas, who is Murugan, Skandan, he says. I am the Skandan. Among the Rudra, I am Shiva. And then he says, among the wise people, there are so many wise people you can look around. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj was very, very, wise person. And so many wise people were there. He says, among the wise people, among Brihaspati, I am Brihaspati. There were so many strategic commanders there. He says, among all the strategists, great strategist, who can, great thinkers, I am Bhushana. Bhushana is Shukracharya. And he says, among the Daityas, I am Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, even though born in a demonic family, he could become great devotee of Krishna from childhood. He preached to his classmates, and we know the story. So he says, then maybe, Krishna was seeing. Where did he see the snake? Maybe on some flag, like on Arjuna's flag there was Hanuman, somebody's flag there should be a snake or something like that. So Krishna says, among the serpents, I am Vasuki. Among the serpents. You see, anything you see, he is telling, among the serpents, I am Vasuki. And then he says, I am among the Nagas. Among the Nagas, I am Ananta. Oh, what's the difference between serpents and Nagas? What's the difference? Sarpas are single-headed. They have only one head. Nagas are another species. They are also snake with many heads. That's why he puts in different categories. He's talking about various species here. And he says, among the Sarpas, I am Vasuki, and I am among the Nagas, I am Ananta. Ananta is many, many included. And here he is telling of the great sages, I am Bhrigu, of vibrations, I am the transcendental womb. There must be very, very vibrations, a lot of sound, you know, songs, these drum, kettle, so many vibrations, you know, disturbing on the battlefield. But he says, among the all the vibrations, I am the transcendental womb. And of sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy names, and of immovable things, I am the Himalayas. But before this, he says, I am among the mountains, I am Meru. But here, immovable things, he is not even calling Himalayas as a mountain, it is something achala, it cannot be moved. That's why they did not take Himalayas for churning the ocean, they took, which parvata they took? Meru, Mandara mountain, right? Like that. Mandara, Meru, Meru can be moved. Even though it's a big mountain, Mandara is big, they can move those mountains, but Himalayas cannot be moved, it is achala. So that's why he says among the mountains, he is Meru Parvata. And among immovable things, here he is telling is Himalaya. So when you see any mountain, oh, how this mountain is formed, when you see nature, and there are so many trees, Kurukshetra, you know, you walk, go today also in Kurukshetra, many trees. So during that time in the war also, there were so many trees around. You look around, you see some trees. And he says, among the trees, I am banyan tree, Ashwatha. And then among the seasons, I think it was just before Sankranti, they were assembled here. That's why Bhishma passed away, he waited until Sankranti. So he says, Margashira, I am the Kusumakara, means in the season where there are a lot of flowers, there are six seasons, but it's the most wonderful season. So among the seasons. So when you are seeing dates, when you are seeing time, and look at the time, it is getting late for the match, we have to start, because they had all assembled a few minutes before the war. If the war is going to start at 9, but they assembled there maybe probably about an hour or an hour and a half before the war, so that they can take the strategic locations they have already assembled. And looking at the time, he said, I am the time. And he says, among the judges, I am Yama. So like this, he goes on telling anywhere, anything you look at. And then he says, how much more I can explain to you, Arjuna? How much more? Just by a fraction of my energy, all this whatever I am telling is only a splendor of my fraction of my energy. And here in Vibhutyavan, he says, among the beasts I am lion also. He says, among Mrigendra, I am lion. Among the birds, I am Garuda. So like this, he goes on and goes on. I tell you a few prominent things, Arjuna, but you can understand, this is easy to remember, you can see me everywhere. I am omnipresent, I am all pervading. And I am all powerful. So like this you can easily understand all my six opulences, the wealth, everything. That's why when he talks about the wealth, he is talking about Kubera. I am the Kubera among all the wealthy. And then the word Vibhuti, just now I was telling, is used in various contexts and various meanings. One is ash and another is very opulent and other things. And even Vibhuti is specifically, normally specifically is used, the word Vibhuti is used for the empowered being indirectly empowered by Krishna. Just like Shaktya Vesha Avataras are considered as his Vibhuti. All his opulence and most powerful living entities which are empowered by Krishna are called Vibhuti. And usually some contexts they don't use the word Vibhuti directly to his incarnations or directly to his expansion. This is important. But here, Vibhuti is using, Krishna is using both for his direct expansions as well as his empowered being here in this chapter. Normally it is not so. Here he is telling, among the Vishnis, I am Vasudeva. Vasudeva. He says, I am Balarama. Because among the Vishnis, who is the greatest? Is it Krishna or Balarama? If you compare between, they are not different, but still, Krishna's first expansion is Balaram, so Krishna is the supreme, right? But why doesn't he say that? Among the Vishnis, I am Krishna. He says, I am, among the Vishnis, I am Balaram. Why does he say that? He says that because it becomes absurd, no meaning. He's talking about his opulences. So apart from me, he has to tell somebody his name. So he says, among the Vishnis, I am Balaram. And among the Pandavas, he says, I am Arjuna. So like this, the whole chapter he is just telling Arjuna how to remember. This is a wonderful chapter. Most wonderful. And then among the bodies of water, Sarasam, he says, I am the ocean. In the ocean. And so it's just a spark. And that's why it is like, you know, this whole material world, everything. And he says, I am the beginning, I am the middle, and I am the end. And also something that comes out in the future, like, you know, we have the six stages of life, birth, then, you know, growth, then we make offspring. And then afterwards we dwindle and then old age and then death, all these six stages of life. And he says, the first stage, the birth, I am. And then whatever helps in the aid of birth of living entities, he says, I am love, I am the Kandarpa, the god of love, which helps in the growth. Many things will aid, but Kandarpa is the most important help. And then he says, I am the all-devouring death, I am the death of. So, I am everything. It's not that you cannot show something, you know, this is not Krishna, that is not Krishna or something like that. So, but when we are talking like this, are we talking something Mayavad? Can you say this lion is Krishna? Can you say this heart is Krishna? How? Because we must be very, very careful when we are talking this, because it can fly. It's a very razor sharp edge. We are just walking in the middle. Suddenly we can get into Mayavad. So they say, I am Krishna, you are Krishna, everybody is Krishna. Heart is Krishna, the tiger or lion is Krishna, the bird is Krishna, everybody Krishna. So I am Krishna, you are Krishna, because Krishna says here. So we can misquote. So a very proper understanding is very, very important. So we are not talking Mayavad here. Krishna can say, I am this, I am that. Just like, you know, if I want to talk about my body, I can say, you know, I am here. My body extends only up to this finger. Because beyond this finger, this is not my body. Maybe space. My body, this is me. You know, all this is me. This finger is me. This finger is also me. This hand is me. I don't extend. This leg is me. All this is I am. The whole person can tell about his part, this is me. But can my finger say that I am Bhadra Govinda Das? Cannot, right? So independently, if you cut off the finger and keep there, and you cannot say this finger is Bhadra Govinda. But Bhadra Govinda Das can say, this is I am. I am this finger, I am this. So I am not beyond this. So from Krishna's angle, he can say, I am everything. There is nothing without Krishna. Everywhere, I am all pervading. I am everywhere. And what else is telling? So this Mayavad we should not confuse. We cannot say everything is, even though everything is Krishna, with a proper understanding we must say that. Okay? Very, very important. So of the great sages, I am Bhrigu. Bhrigu Maharshi is also very great. He is one of the progenitors. Then among the vibrations, talking about vibrations, and then I am the transcendental Om. Many people say, why we don't chant Om? Why we chant Hare Krishna? Krishna is telling here, among the vibrations I am. So just like we don't go and worship, you know, Airavata or something, just like, you know, this is also Krishna, we don't go and worship something independent of Krishna. Even we don't even worship. Many devatas. So that's why even all the Vedic scriptures, Om is used always to, you know, chant ahead of any other mantra, Om, that time we chant. But specifically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because Hare Krishna Mahamantra also contains the syllable Om, will automatically get the chanting Om benefit. And here he says, telling about among all the sacrifices, there are many, many, many types of sacrifices. We have Gomeda Yajna, we have Ashwamedha Yajna, different sacrifices. But among all the sacrifices, especially meant for Kali Yuga, is this japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Mahamantra, I think many of you can speak more better than me, because you are very good chanters and very nicely. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy, he has given us this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because especially for Kali Yuga, in the previous ages you could do sacrifices, you can do meditation, you can do so many things. But in this age, and Prabhupada also is giving, you know, Prabhupada also did not stress so much, because he was giving us pure devotional service, and his objective was to make everyone a pure devotee of Krishna. So they don't have to go by the indirect method. Like in initial stages of common man, yes, we can understand everywhere God is there, God is all pervading, and how pervading he is, how to remember everything Krishna is telling, it's easy to remember. And when we understand how great is God, how wonderful is God, how strong is God, how wealthy is God, and this will make us surrender to him, because we want to be saying that, you know, very friendly. If our friend is very wealthy person, we are very happy, right? To claim. Somebody very intelligent in the class, especially students. If the top student in the class is my friend, they are very happy to associate with the top student. Like that. When we know all the opulences of Krishna, then we understand that, and easy to be very confident that we are having a very good friend and a very strong friend. But coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada's teachings, especially for us members of ISKCON, and wherever you see great opulence everywhere, you can see Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and you know that verse, Krishna Varnam Disha Krishnam Sangopanga Srapashadam, that song, Krishna, and Krishna, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His, what were his weapons? Astra. Krishna had so many weapons. Like he had arrows, he had mace, he had sword, he had, you know, the chakra, the disc, everything. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with what weapon? Let's know. Kartal, Mridangam, all these weapons. Very, very special Krishna. This Krishna is very special. He come with this weapon. Mridangam, Kartal. And Prabhupada gave us even better things. He says, Brihat Mridanga. He gave the books. So these are our weapons to understand. And when we are talking about vibhutis of Vaishnavas, what are the vibhutis of Vaishnavas, the opulences, the wonderful things of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Chaitanya? What are his vibhutis? We were talking about Krishna's vibhutis. Now what about Lord Chaitanya's vibhutis? Chaitanya's vibhutis, unlike Krishna, no disc, no mace, no sword, all this he doesn't display. What does he display? He displays Mridangam, Karatal, what else? What are the other vibhutis that we have? Our vibhutis are what Chaitanya gave, what Prabhupada gave. This tilak. Tilak is Lord Chaitanya's vibhuti. When you see tilak, it's easy to remember Krishna. When you see devotees, when we see the tilak. And then, what other vibhutis we have? The Kanti Mala. Kanti Mala is also a vibhuti. This is our opulence. Our opulence is not big bank balance. Our opulence is not big strength, very, you know, we are very, very strong or something like that. All the six opulences we are talking about, Aishwarya, Samadrasya, Hidasya, Shusharasya, Nana Vairagya. Our opulence is not even renunciation, because we are all married people staying with wife, children, and what we are talking about, renunciation and leaving. Yukta Vairagya, we are not Vairagyas, but we are Yukta Vairagya. So our opulences are all measured and seen in different ways. Our vibhutis are different because Chaitanya's vibhutis. So, for us, especially followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, our vibhutis we have to understand in a more different and more relevant way, which is very, very relevant to us. And International Society for Krishna Consciousness, when we see, it's on the board, or remember, this is our vibhuti. The world itself is our vibhuti. Very, very opulent, very powerful, very splendorous, very magnanimous. There is nothing more splendorous, more wonderful, more vibhuti than this word. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada was so wonderfully intelligent that you cannot see any other wise man. When we talk about wisdom, we remember Prabhupada. He was so extraordinary, I never remember Brihaspati. Extraordinary intelligence. Do you know how intelligent he was? He wanted to translate all his books into all the languages. Now today over 140, 150, 160 languages we have. We have devotees in South Africa, we have devotees in Tokyo, we have devotees in China, Russia, you name any country we have devotees. But he was very intelligent. He translated all the books, philosophy into all the languages. But he did not translate the prayers. You go to South Africa temple, Dublin, you go to Tokyo temple, you go to Los Angeles temple, you come to Singapore, Namahata, you go to Mayapur, you go to Andhra Pradesh, Hyderabad, you go to Kerala. He did translate the Samsara Dhavanala prayer to the respective languages like Malayalam, Telugu, Kannada, Chinese, Russian, like he translated his books. He could have translated. Why he was so intelligent and why he was so particular? Because it is an international society. There was to be a meeting point. The meeting point is he wanted to have at least this 1, 2, 3 songs, at least a common platform for meeting. That's why in Mayapur yesterday when the Gaurapurnima was there, probably 60, 70, 80, 90 countries and many, many states, many, if you take the languages, maybe 100, 150, 200 languages, India itself must have assembled there, so many languages. But everybody in the morning Mangalarti they chant Samsara Dava Nalalita Loka Tranaya Karunya Ghana Ghanatva. Brilliant, is it? Brilliant and respect. He could have translated that song into the respective language. So they sing in Zulu, they sing Tokyo devotees sing, and can they meet each other, jump and dance together and make the vision of Lord Chaitanya, vision of our parampara true. Who can be more brilliant, intelligent and opulent? These are our vibhuti. These vibhuti is what our society has, our parampara has. They are not even mentioned here in Bhagavad Gita. Such opulences Lord Chaitanya has given and such opulences Prabhupada has given. The Guru Puja they do, again same thing. Then Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This Chinese man meets the Russian man, they don't know each other languages. The South African man meets the Tokyo man in their Mayapur, they all meet. Haribol, Haribol, they don't even know each language. But in practice, they embrace, so loving, so nice. How wonderful, how wonderful. So our opulences, we have to understand very, very nicely like this. The vibhutis that what we have. I don't remember this word, but there is one word, again, vibhuti, because the Sanskrit language is so nice. Krishna is, I think, teasing Radharani also, like this. He is comparing Radharani to Lord Shiva. He says everything is same, you and Shiva, there is no difference. But he is glorifying Radharani in a very, very nice way. The vibhuti of Radharani, her opulences, her splendor. So when Krishna is meeting Radharani, he is telling, Lord Shiva is covered with ashes, the vibhuti. Lord Shiva is covered with vibhuti. You are also covered with vibhuti. But in Lord Shiva's case, it is the ash, because vibhuti, as I said, is too many. So he was using the pun. Is it called pun? Grammar? I don't know English what it is. So he was using the dual meaning. And then he said, Lord Shiva is having the moon on his head, but your forehead itself is a moon, crescent. Lord Shiva is having a crescent moon, Radharani's forehead is like a crescent moon. Like that he uses. And then he says, with his sidelong glances, Lord Shiva, or maybe with some glance, he is looking at with the bloodshot eyes, very, but her glance, she is looking like Vartma. Vartma is path, right? Krishna Vartma, something he compares the eyes to Krishna Vartma. For Shiva also, he uses the word Krishna Vartma. For Radharani also, he uses Krishna Vartma. But Shiva is, eyesight is like this, glowing like blood and fire like that. But your glances are Krishna Vartma, because he is telling they are looking at the path waiting for Krishna. Like that very nice beautiful poem, it's there. Then he also says, what else? Krishna Vartma. Some more similarity between Shiva and Radharani. The moon, then this. And he says with his sidelong glances, he killed Cupid by throwing, he opened his eyes with his sidelong glances. But with his sidelong glances, she is, generating Cupid in Krishna. Like that. And he says, there is only difference I find between these two personalities. Only thing is Lord Shiva has a snake, sarpa, black snake here, and Radharani doesn't have a black snake. This is the only difference. So I can compensate for that. I, Lord Krishna, can be the snake around Radharani's neck, like that. So it's a very beautiful poem. But here he was also glorifying the vibhutis of Madhurami. With that, I just end this small talk. I think it's time up. And any comments, corrections, any questions or doubts, we will try to answer. Thank you so much for tolerating. Hare Krishna. Yes, sir. His question is, can Krishna, we are talking about his all renunciant, can he renounce Radharani? Yeah, that episode is there. He can renounce and not renounce also, but that episode is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is mentioned that he suddenly, when Radharani became proud that Krishna is alone with him and he has given more prominence to her, the moment she thought like that, Krishna left her and disappeared from her place. He never disappeared, correct, but from the Radharani's point of view, immediately she missed Krishna there. She missed Krishna. He was not with him. Although Achintya Veda Veda Tattva are simultaneously one and different, you must understand Radharani missed Krishna there. She could not see. So she, Krishna immediately gave up Radharani and left. So that's why he is all in a sense. Because they don't see, they see things independent of Krishna and they think everything is God. That's why. We see in relation to Krishna. Just now I gave a very good example is, like if you have to explain what are the boundaries of yourself, your body. You can say, you are not outside your body, right? You are talking about your boundary. You say, when you talk, I am not beyond this finger. My boundary is until here. So this finger is me. Okay? This finger is me. So if you touch me, you say you are touching me, right? Am I touching you or I am touching your finger? I am touching you. So that's why you can say this is me. This finger is me. You are touching me. So just like when you are in the bus, somebody stamps on your foot. You are stamping on me because that is you, no? That leg is you. But suppose the leg is separated and thrown aside. Can anybody stamp on it? Can it object? So Krishna, he is talking about his part. Krishna is whole and he is talking about his part. So everything in this universe, both in the spiritual world and in the material world, are all his parts and parcels. So he can point at anything and say, this is me. But nobody else can say that. He can even tell, you know, show Balaram and say, this is me. Because Balaram is also a part of Krishna. So only Krishna and none else can claim this. So the part cannot claim I am the whole. That's the big difference. You can say this is me, showing your finger you say this is me. This is, you can show your eye and say this is me. You can show your nose and say this is me. But the nose itself cannot say this is, what's your good name? Pavan. So your finger cannot say I am Pavan. So that's a mistake the Mayavadis are making. You can see what Krishna says and you can see God everywhere. But you cannot call a dog as Krishna. Dog is a dog. How can you say dog is Krishna? Dog is dog. But Krishna says, I am everywhere, I am all pervading, I am omnipresent. I am here also, I am there also, I am there also, I am everywhere. That understanding is fine, because then he understands he is whole and the dog is a part of Krishna, we can understand. Krishna is everywhere, I can see as Paramatma. In this chapter also he mentions, I am present, I am all pervading in the form of Paramatma. And he also says, I am the Chetana, I am the consciousness of the living being. Whenever you see some consciousness in anybody, oh, you say consciousness represents Krishna. Just like you can take the ambassador example also. King and the ambassador. Very important. Or even in lawyer terms, in the court, we have what is called as a letter of attorney. Letter of attorney is it letter of attorney? What do you call it? Power of attorney. You give the power of attorney to me. And you say, I am not here for 4 months in Singapore, so all my bank balances, this, that, whatever is the business. Okay, I am giving power of attorney to Bhadra Govindadas, so he will handle all the things. So then I become your power of attorney. But I cannot say I am Pavan. So when Krishna says all these people, he is mentioning this Airavata, this Ukshashrava, this mountain, this, that, everything. Or even when he is talking about Balaram, or Shiva, Rudra, Narada, Brihaspati, all these people, they are all representatives of Krishna, just like a king has a representative, or you have a power of attorney, like that, they are power of attorney, or they are his opulences. Krishna can show anything and say, this is I. But anything cannot show, this is I am Krishna. That's a very important point to understand.
Question, you are very asked for renunciation.
Yes, Prabhu. What makes you say that renunciation is you give up once for all and never take it? Renunciation is actually to be detached. Yes, Krishna is always detached and at the same time simultaneously attached. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always gave this example of Achintya, Bheda and Abheda Tattva. He is simultaneously attached and detached also at the same time. He can act both ways. So this is very inconceivable. That's why in the beginning of this chapter also he says sometimes it's very, very inconceivable. Oh Arjuna, all the devatas, and even Arjuna also says, oh Krishna, all the devatas and daityas cannot understand. You are inconceivable unless you come and explain. Nobody can estimate. All these maharshis, devarshis, rishis, all these people cannot understand you. You are, inconceivable. So this is very inconceivable to understand. How can he be attached and detached? So if you go and use some logic and mental faculties, even devatas cannot understand. What to speak of us? That's why he says, Arjuna is asking, if you yourself tell, then we can understand. That's why until Lord Chaitanya came, there were so many sampradayas, so many philosophies, everything they explained. But they could not understand this point. How can it be somebody is renounced and also he is okay, he is attached? That until Lord Chaitanya came and gave this philosophy, which is Achintya, Bheda and Abheda Tattva. Simultaneously one and different, simultaneously renounced and non-renounced at the same time. So from the reference point of that person like Srimati Radha, and she felt the separation, but again they felt united, but for that time frame he has renounced.
Then what are the symptoms of Vinyasa?
When we are talking about in our case, so we are talking about with reference to Krishna, your question was, in our case Vairagya is we have to give up that attachment. But we have viraha bhakti. Okay. Viraha is in separation. Separation. I gave in this lecture beginning that separation of the mother with the son. Son is grown up, he has left the country, he is in USA. But in separation she is still thinking about her son more than as if he was in the house. Which is more thinking? When is she thinking more? In separation, she is thinking more about the son, or when he was going to college, he was at home, going to college and coming back. When she was thinking more? In the separation, she is thinking more. That's why, more than sambhoga, this viraha bhakti is even more important, more higher. Because in separation, the thinking and is very high. That's what I'm saying. Do you have time, sir? Yes, sir.
Maybe
Krishna Guruji. My question is, all this previous verses from this verse, Krishna is saying that the, all the best of the things is in that. So does he mean to say that if I am taking the example of mountain, I am only in Maru Parvat, or he meant to say that in the best of the things I am there? What, how should we take it?
Normal people at a very neophyte stage, just now I was telling, right? When you get money, you think it is blessing of God. When you lose money, you don't think it is blessing of God. But at a very neophyte stage, something very wonderful, something very splendorous, something very extraordinary, you see, then that is, you think it's some very big person created, some very prominent person created, or something very important person created. Correct? So that's why he's telling this chapter is for very common man, very ordinary people who cannot understand very high things. Those people who can see only very big things and they think like that. So he says, if you really want to see, okay, even the highest thing in that particular respect, I am also there. I am not just only the smallest thing, but he is there in the small mountain also. He is everywhere. There is nothing you can point and say, this is Krishna is not here. But he says, that's why the psychologically I was telling the link system. Just like if I say you are from India, the moment I say the word cricket, what do you remember? Who do you remember?
Sachin Tendulkar.
He remembers Sachin Tendulkar. The moment you say cricket, you remember Sachin Tendulkar. Correct? You don't remember your college mate who was playing cricket with you on the street. Correct? Or a schoolmate who was playing cricket with you on the street. So this is a normal man, very common man. Think the highest thing immediately. The moment you say cricket, you remember Sachin Tendulkar. Similarly, very common man. The moment they say mountain, they remember some very big thing like Himalaya. And when you remember that, it is easy to remember, right? Big things. And see, common man can remember something extraordinary, something wonderful very easily. He cannot remember something. Just now I gave the example of the mother. If some mother is blessed with very loving, beautiful, extraordinary, intelligent child who can score all 5 A-stars through all the way to Raffles Institute and go through, and he is a very special mercy of Krishna. And there is another mother who gets a mentally retarded child with cerebral palsy or something. You think this one happened by Krishna, that one did not happen by Krishna? That is also happened. Nothing happens without the will of Krishna. But highest level devotees can see that and understand that. But common man, if you tell, they will get scared and run away. So that's why Krishna is telling, at least the most opulent, the most splendorous, easy to remember, that you can remember. For you to remember cricket, easy, you remember the biggest man, the most famous man, right? Like here also. So he is giving an easy method, because the question, you must come back to original Arjuna's question. How do I remember you, Krishna? How is it easy to remember? If I have 101 things you cannot remember, but I give you the most prominent and important, you see all these very wonderful things, anything you see. And later on he says, anything wonderful you see, you know I am there. And that's why you can easily remember Krishna. So it's for very common man's perspective. But when I came to pure devotees, for them the vibhuti, just now I said, is still a kanti mala and maybe a torn dhoti or a chadar or something like that, or a gamcha, that's all. This is the opulence and vibhuti is of Chaitanya Swarupa. Our vibhuti. And Krishna's weapons, I was telling, you know, the deeds, the mace, the arrows, the sword. But Lord Chaitanya's weapons, his vibhutis, what are vibhutis? Both are Krishna. Krishna Varnam, Krishna Krishna. It is yellow Krishna, that is black Krishna. But what are his vibhutis? That's why I covered in the end, because it is very important. Today is, you know, Jagannath Mishra festival. Lord Chaitanya, I mentioned, when, as far as we are concerned, our opulence is something different. And also I wanted to mention that in Mayapur, I think Swarup Damodar Maharaj, when he was there, I think I answered the question, this is off the question. When he was there, he was linking up with the scientific community and other religious community. He had done a lot of work. And then somehow he had fixed the date that this year, that International Society for Krishna Consciousness will host the World Religious Body Meeting. It's called some international religious something. It's like a religion of parliament of religions or something like that. Okay, so he had picked, but he has left wherever Prabhupada wanted him to serve. But now still that international religious body have agreed that they should still, ISKCON should host this meeting in Mayapur. And over 700 world religions, you name any religion, the Sikh, the Zoroastrians, the Zulus, the Islamic people, the Christians of subsect, sect, all over any nation, different nations, so many religions we have not even heard how many religions are there. I heard at least over 700 religious sects are assembling in Mayapur end of this year, November last week or December first week, the dates are going to come out. And this is the opulence of Krishna and this is the opulence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are all coming. And then these 7 religious people, in their own religions, they may have so many things. But these 5-6 days in Mayapur, they are all every day going to, the program is made, they are all coming to Mangalarti, they are going to see Panchatattva, they are going to see Radha Madha Vastasaki, they are going to see Narsingha Dev, and they are going to eat all the 5 or 6 days they are there only Gauranga Prasadam. Srila Prabhupada ki? This is Vibhuti of Lord Chaitanya, this is Vibhuti of Srila Prabhupada. How is this possible? 700 over religious leaders assembling there, trying to understand who is Lord Chaitanya, who is this, what is this, this Vibhuti. They are coming and discussing, there are 5 days discussion and we are hosting them. This is wonderful. This Vibhuti we must understand. Okay? Thank you so much. I think we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki!
Jai! Jai Shri Padma Prabhu ki! Jai!